در این main soils main parasha that Kukas is remembered for basically is the Maisa of Mei Meriva, the story of Moshe Rabbeinu when he hits the rock. Because Baruch Hu is very stringent with Moshe Rabbeinu. Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kach es amate v'haki l'seido ata v'aron achicho v'dibartem al hasela. Take your staff, you and Aaron achicho, v'dibartem al hasela le'inehem, and speak to the rock in front of the eyes of Klal Yisrael, v'nosan meima, and the rock will remove its waters, will come out. V'itseisel amayim in hasela v'shkisa z'ein v'espirom." Klaiso complained, there's no water. After the death of Miriam Atzadekes, Miriam Achos Aaron and Achos Moshe, there was no water. The Be'er of Miriam had disappeared. There was no water for them to drink. They complained. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, they're complaining, you're going to give them water. Take your stick, speak to the rock. The rock water will come out from the rock, and everybody will benefit. Everybody will be taken care of. People, the animals, everybody will be zoicha. This maisa to be fed. Moshe takes as a matzav of the Hashem, kasher tzivo oisur kasher tzivo, like Hashem commanded him. Gets everybody together, El Akol, the Asela, and then Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset. Shimu no hamoirim. Listen, you moirim, you people that are trying to command your teachers, be in charge of your, give musa to your teachers. From this rock, and produce the water. Moshe puts up his hands, he hits the rock, and everybody knows the ending. Everybody has their coloring books. Moshe with the hair stiff, beating, hitting the stick, the rock. The colors of the rock black, because they want to make sure, you know, it's not just a happy scenario. And everybody sees the water coming out. But Moshe Rabbeinu is punished very severely. Down lo yaman to be like the shaming. Moshe Rabbeinu is punished. The Maisa, we have to understand, just hit me, why is this Maisa, what's the hemshir of this Maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the rock? Exactly after the Maisa of Miriam. This happens to Mark right after the Maisa of Miriam, after she dies, there's no water. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands, this, you know, speaking to the rock. Why is this? What is the smichus? What's the connection? Why is this the next parasha right after that? Secondly, the achronim, the yishonim, let's go already speak about it. Any ha'oros can be spelled to mention to me. You don't have to, the voice that anybody wants to say ha'oros, you can tell me. You don't have to. So the maisa, the question that we yishonim ask will be a very, very strong question. What? This pshat in Moshe Rabbeinu over here, by side. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Eved, the Neman, the one who's called. But Yom Hashem Moshe Eved Hashem, as the Radak says, but Yad Eved, Yad Rabbi. Moshe Rabbeinu is the ultimate Eved, the ultimate Neman, the Kol Basi Neman, who the pasuk says. Moshe Rabbeinu, the hail of Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu hits the rock. Showing him Achronim, everybody goes into this to say Pshat. You look at the Rechaim HaJor, he has 10 Mahal from over here. The Rechaim HaKadosh. It's a list of different Rishonim. They're giving the Hezbah of what's the Pshat. It's his own Hezbah. I want to say, many years ago, I wanted to say Mahalach. And I found just now also in the Sefer, in the Lekach Toiv, he mentioned that I had a similar Mahalach, maybe a little bit of Hafuch, but a similar Mahalach. The Altman divided. Well, Hashem has said they had to close the door. But the Maitre, the Pshat is a Zay one time. Rashi says, a Gavaldic, unbelievable Zach. Rashi says, and what happened by the way? The Shabbatus. Screams, he'll get upset. He got upset at Klal Yisrael. And he asked them, he says to them, what are you trying to say? From this rock, I'm going to produce water? From this rock? You're trying to teach me, Moshe Rabbeinu says? Because Baruch commanded. But what happened? Rashi says, that's it. They didn't realize the rock, which was the rock that was going with them, which produced the water with the Be'er, was going with the whole time. It says they weren't marking it. They didn't know which one it was. They went, and it got mixed up amongst all the rocks. And there was Moshe Rabbeinu looking for the rock. Right? Looking for the rock. He went around. Is that the rock? Now, Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu at that time, Moshe Rabbeinu, who cares what rock it is? What are you so into the rock? Just take any rock and hit the rock and speak to the rock. But you show on the Malach amazing cell, so it's a little Maya. What do you care what cell? Amal Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Because Bo told me a specific rock, that's what I'm going to go to. Mimela. They were timing. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to say, no, a specific rock. They were trying to find the rock. Therefore, what probably happened? This is what I want to type shot. Moshe Rabbeinu probably finally decided on a certain rock. And he went to the rock and he spoke to that rock. So Moshe Rabbeinu, what happened? But the mice was the wrong rock. So Moshe Rabbeinu was in a dilemma right now. He said like this. If I go to another rock, so they're going to make fun of me now. And Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. So Moshe Rabbeinu can make mistakes. Moshe Rabbeinu's whole time with them is not any rock. Specific rock. If you just start going around from rock to rock. Right? So maybe it's going to look very, very funny. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's making mistakes over here? You hear? Hell, you hear the word? Moshe Rabbeinu's making mistakes, but Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know which rock. They might have a peek book in the hole, even on Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu's the thought. Tell me, what's going to be bigger now? What is it better to the rock that I said, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, if Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is the rock, when he went to the first other, this is the rock. So Moshe Rabbeinu was, after seeing it carefully, he said, give me any rock, this is the rock. Now he makes the mistake. So it looked very, very bad. I thought it was like so. Because he was tiny. It's any rock. Not any rock. It's a civic rock. They're so, no, take any rock. And now Moshe Rabbeinu is going over to any rock. And now Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. He chose one rock. And now it's not going to be that rock. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is the Klal Yisrael is going to look down at Moshe Rabbeinu. Take away from his Nebuah, take away from the lead, Klal Yisrael. Shimu no Hamoirim. They're not going to listen to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was in a dilemma now, what to do. If I go to another rock, it's going to look like that Klal Yisrael is not going to mechav me, probably going to look down upon me. But if I stay with this rock, and I say it has to be specific, then this is the rock. So then, it'll be better for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu therefore hit the rock. Because in his mind, that he thought that would be a better for Klal Yisrael, for serving the Baruch, it would be better. Because Baruch told him,
Day.
Your job is to listen exactly what I told you. And by hitting the rock and not speaking to the rock, you took away an opportunity from Klal Yisrael that if you would have spoke to the rock, that if you would be mercy from the right rock, with speaking to it instead of hitting the other rock, so what would have come out? It would have been a Kiddush Hashem. And Klal Yisrael would have made a Kal V'Choymer. Ma'asel azeh she'ena mita'abet. Ve'ena shoymeya. Ve'ena tzolifan. Ve'ena tzolifan. Ve'ena tzolifan. Kavachoma onu, certainly us. Because Klai is working in the pattern of complaining, and it goes, Baruch Davka brought this to show them that a rock listens to its command. No matter, it doesn't hear, it doesn't see, it doesn't need anything, it listens! It follows orders! So Klai would have seen how the rock would have followed the orders without being hit. They would have had a tremendous of chizuk, they don't need to be it. They don't need to be punished with a foul of his words just by listening to the words. Shemitah took that away with his cheshbon. He had a command with the cheshbon. At the same end of the day, there could have been more Kiddush Hashem came in Hashem Yahavis. The Kiddush Hashem that could have came out, as the Pasuk says, Yahan lo emati bi lahakti sheni lehim leYisrael. Since you didn't believe me, lahakti sheni. Heyman Reyman Vashen Rabu Bnei Yisrael Hashem Ani Kodesh Bo. So to Rosh Baham Shehuk Tosh B'mayim Bekol Mokoy. Ba'af Lofi Shalom Dibra El Asal. You know, speak that. There was still the Rosh Baham Lois. There was still a Kiddush Hashem. But it could have been more of a Kiddush Hashem by speaking to the rock. Rosh Baham is punished. Rosh Baham is not given the opportunity to come into Eretz Yisrael. Why is that the punishment of Rosh Baham? Feel what we want to say, Gavald, the Gavald, the and it's very okay these times, Gavald. Nebuch, last week, Klal Yisrael has gone through a tremendous suffering. Everybody's walking around giggling. Oh, you hear the joke about the Catholic and the guys are making jokes and having a good time. I'm not saying it's easy because it's so smart a little bit. But Sefer Shel Torah, Gavald, Klal Yisrael this week was hit very, very hard. And I was going home today when I saw the paper, another picture of a Gadol B'Yisrael that was lifted up. Tears came to my eyes a little bit. Yeah, we have to realize it, boys, that serious times. And people are walking around like everything's like Peseda and everything's normal, but it's not so normal. If in 1 week, Imat, three G'dayle Oilam, me, Choshev and Rosh Shiva is G'dayle Oilam, not Choshev and Rosh Shiva, G'dayle Oilam. So everybody's saying, yeah, but they were older men, and we don't look at that way, everybody said. Look, they were 97 and 99, whatever, 100 years old, young. And about if the Gadol leaves, the Gemara says, Chazal sell Gadol, Misa Sadiqin, Kischeifas, Beis Elokeinu. That the death of tzaddikim, the death of big gedolim, is kisreifas beis elokeinu, is like a beis hamikdash being destroyed by sa. And the fact that gedolei oilam would nifter this week, gedolei oilam, it's something like chas v'shalom, the beis hamikdash would be destroyed now, would be sitting on the floor and crying. And even though we didn't have shayach with gedolei oilam, but the gedolei oilam have an unbelievable koyach by sa, and we were netted from them. Whether it was direct, some people had contact with some of these gedolim in Eitzis. That was zeichah come upon to be a couple of times be by Michal Yehuda, zeichah tzadik v'kadosh levracha, the gadlus, Yeshamayim, the kedusha of such a mensch. He not only permeated his home in Bnei Brak, but the whole world was netted from that kedusha. But even if we didn't have direct contact with the Gdoyle of Boisak, Gdoyle Oilam are making on the Oilam to protect the world. And the world on Tzaddikim, the Tzaddikim, is a more psychotic place, Rachmanu Litzlan, Hashem should watch over us. Because Tzaddikim Oilam protect the world, we know Pasha Shlach. Hashem Rabbeinu asked them, Ayesh Bo Eitzim Oyin, is there any Tzaddik that's making Aleim? Moshe Rabbeinu realized the power, the strength doesn't mean anything. But if they have a tzaddik, that's making a land, to protect them. And that's the mikor of a tzaddik. As the Kli Yochid says, one of the nisvacha, lama nisvacha, misa tzaddik in the big day kuhuna. It's also nisvacha of the big day kuhuna, the misa tzaddik in my Aaron HaKoyim, to teach us the inyan, that big day kuhuna, as a beggar, it protects a person, so too tzaddik can protect the door of us. And the maisa, it's not a posh of the matzah. I don't care if a person is eating Gary Nimnuts now. It's still not a posh of the matzah. He's cracking away over there, in the back. His Gary Nim seeds. And it seems like everything's fine and dandy. Everything's gewaldig. Hachona for Shabbos. 17 kilo. He packed away last Shabbos of Gary Nim seeds. Baruch Hashem, Behor Raya. Just check the streets of Ramat Shlomo. You'll see it all over there. Baruch Hashem. But Lamais, at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, it's a new phenomenon. You know, that cracks nuts and throws it into his living room. There's Baruch Hashem, a pile of nuts in his living room. But Lamais, Baruch Hashem, we have it's a good thing for you have the floors. Baruch Hashem, you know, you don't like the color of the floor, you just color them black with garinim shells. You always change the carpeting. No problem. Next week we'll go for the white shells. Every week we'll have a different deal. But anyway, for the mighty end of the day, our boys had serious times. We have to realize what's the insight of boys say when the tzaddik is nifta. I was thinking, kisreifa space of the keno, so the gemara rashana yud chasim et beis, kisreifa space of the keno. Now when the sreifa space of the keno, the kedusha, and the chil Hashem that goes on with Kisreifas based on the Kehin of Boisai. We have to realize that when anybody's nifter of Boisai, we know that the close ones, or anybody could do it, but the way the close ones do, we say the tefillah of Kaddish of Boisai. And everybody understand what's the meaning of Kaddish of Boisai. What's the meaning of Kaddish? Why do we say Kaddish? People think it's the mourner's prayer in the sitters. The prayer of the mourners. In other words, the mourner, look, it doesn't say anything about the mace, doesn't say anything about mourning, it doesn't say anything. All it says, Yiskadel, Yiskadel Shmei Rabbi, the name of Hashem should come great. People think, you know, Avelim say Kaddish. What does that do with Avelim? I don't know, they talk about eggs over there, because they give eggs to the Avelim, so maybe it has something to do with eggs. Scrambled eggs. And no one knows what the Kaddish means anyway. It has something to do with scrambled eggs, so like them fried, or something because eggs, Avelim eat, something like that. No? Let me know what Kaddish is all about. A place that Yisgadol, Yisgadol, Shmei Rabbah talks about that Hashem's name should be great in the world. What does that mean, a place that? That means that people should recognize the Eibush in the world. Pshat is when anybody's nifter, a place that. Even the smallest yid. He added a certain Kedusha to the world. His mitzvahs and mitzvahs and toivim brought out a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the world. And that's when he's nifter, it's gone. There's a cholol. There's a chilul. There's a space. Chilul Hashem means, Rabbi said, literally. What do you mean chilul Hashem? Oh, you made a chilul Hashem. Anybody know what the word chilul Hashem means? Don't answer at once. What is chilul Hashem? Oh, shame Hashem's name. That's not what the word chilul means, Rabbi said. Chilul Hashem, cholol, is a space. That means Hashem is supposed to occupy the whole universe. And everything that we do, we're supposed to represent, see, you're supposed to see Hashem. When a person does something negative with Tzoynoi, when a person does something that shows that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is not there, you keilu showing, even though it's not true, but that there's a chol, there's a space over here for representing a Kaddish Baruch Hu in the world. And when it's sad, when anybody's nifter, well, the mitzvah of Ma'aseh Torah that he was doing, that was upholding the world, that's what a person has to realize, every mitzvah that he does doesn't help what the other does, because everything that he does, he occupies a space in the world. And his space has to bring about that the Baruch Hashem is there. And if he doesn't do that, Chilul Hashem. He creates a space of his space. And when that person leaves the world, so his space is gone. So in order to compensate for that, then we say the Tefillah of Yiskadol, Yiskadol, Shmei Rabbah, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name should be great again, that all the mitzvahs and toivim, all the good deeds, all the any deeds that this person did should come out, should somehow way bring it, should be able to come out with a Kedusha Hashem, a Kiddush Hashem in some other way. We should fill the void that's been created by the loss of that person. But can you imagine the void of Yisai? Of a tzaddik Yisrael Olam, of a God of Yisrael, of a great person who not only himself perfected and made that the Kodesh Baruch Hu was showing me there, but the whole world was nether from that. That he made it, they inspired the whole world to come close to Hashem. They inspired the whole world to think about Hashem. They inspired the whole world to be close to Hashem. That tzaddik's leaving. The void is so great, it's an earthquake. It's a crevice in the whole universe. There's a space that's unbelievably a vacuum in the whole world today. For this great tzaddik. What's with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name? There's a chilul Hashem in the world when the tzaddik's nifta. A zayim in the Beis HaMikdash. When it was destroyed. The Kodesh Baruch Hu left the world. That was his mokon. The Shechina. Where he dwelt. The tzaddik was a place where the Kodesh Baruch Hu dwelt. The Shechina was by the tzaddik. And now that he's left. There's a chilul. There's an empty space. There's a vacuum in the world. And it could be very well be Rabbi Yisai. If that was the whole Yisoy Rabbi Yisai. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kaddish. The Kaddish boy, make it what's wrong. Gavald, if you were saying, it'd be unbelievable Rabbi Yisai. But Miriam was Nifter. There was a void, a vacuum. It needed a Kiddush Hashem, an amazing Kiddush Hashem, to reoccupy that space. There was a chilul in the world. Miriam at Tadekis was Nifter. She brought out a tremendous Kiddush Hashem through wine, through water. She brought out a Kiddush Hashem through water. She waited for Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the savior of Klal Yisrael, was to bring out the Yeshua by the water. She made Kiddush Hashem by water. She was able through that to have water through the Midbar at Nais, which made Kiddush Hashem in the world. When she left the world, there was a void, a vacuum of Kiddush Hashem in the air of water. Kodesh Baruch Hu brought about the whole eating of the rack was for what? To recreate an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem, to fill the vein of his face. Therefore, wasn't it enough that Moshe Rabbeinu did a certain amount of Kiddush Hashem? At the end of the day, it was a miracle water came out of the rack. He had to do it in a way that would refill the vacuum. It had to refill the vacuum of the space left by the death of Miriam. And we didn't do it. Yan lo imantin la tisheini. Lain in Israel. It's not enough Kiddush Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. But he Kodesh Baruch Hu to Rashba. There was Kiddush Hashem. It wasn't enough to fill the void left by Miriam. That's the pshat of us. In the Meila, Moshe Rabbeinu is not zochah to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because in Eretz Yisrael is the land. There's an extra opportunity to make Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. He wasn't going to make the Kiddush Hashem fill the void. He wasn't going to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael to be kind, that koyach of Kiddush Hashem, mida keneged mida. And there's a lesson for all of us, Rabbi Yisai. Especially we go back ben hazman. In the Rambam paskens and hilchos avodah zarah, kol beis Yisrael, every single human, every one of Klal Yisrael, Mitzuvah al Kiddush Hashem. We're all Mitzuvah on Tekim Kai Hashem Shemayim Rabbeisai. That's our taf. And a person has to know what does it mean Kiddush Hashem Rabbeisai. Everybody is the feet of his Matrega. And as the Gemara tells us in Yuma Pei Vav, that's telling you what level you're Nechshav. You're a Stama person, you're not expected as much. But if you're a higher person, you're expecting more, and you don't do it. That's Chil Hashem. And we have to know Rabbi Yisai. Even though we don't hold of ourselves so high, but what we learn from the Yeshiva Rabbi Yisai. And the Chavetz Chaim said that today the world doesn't know these definitions, what Yeshiva, or which Yeshiva. They look at you as a Ben Torah. and how you act on the street of Israel, and they look at you, wear a white shirt, you go around as you say you're in a yeshiva, it's expected that a yeshiva should produce somebody who acts a certain way of Israel. And the Mesillas Shalom writes about Perek Yud Aleph, that a person who learns Torah, a person who learns Torah, but doesn't, his deeds, his acts, are not on the level of the way he learns Torah. I raise the chilas Hashem, but he's one echlesh mechal the Torah, because you're learning the words of the Torah. The words of the Torah are supposed to make, we said last week in the Kanal Zaber, supposed to make shalom, supposed to be. Teach a person that he's a kind, caring person. That's what the Torah talks about, all the mitzvahs. Caring about others. Acting b'tznius. Not being a wild behemoth. Not getting on the egg and bus. Everybody has to know that you're there. Not going outside in the streets. Everybody has to know who you are. Acting like a fool. That's Chilul Hashem. Which Chazal say, for his Mechal, Shem Shemayim, there's no kapara for it. No matter what you do, only Mises kapara Mechal. The person thinks, everybody has to know. What do you mean? What's wrong with everybody knowing that I'm around? I want them to hear, all the way to Hajj Mechavet, that I'm here. What's wrong? I don't have any fireworks, so maybe my voice will carry. But that's Chil Hashem of us. And as we go back to the place where we go back to, and we want to show that we were in a yeshiva, and represent that we were part of a yeshiva, we represent that we learned Hashem's Torah, it's Chil Hashem of us. It's a big Chil Hashem. When a person acts in a crazy way, he gets on the plane, he acts in a way that's not becoming of a person that's even a decent perverse person. I once heard it many years ago. I think it got better than he did. He once had an airline called Tower Air. Many years ago, there was such an airline. It was a cheaper airline, and they used to fly to Arkansas. They say the story that was once coming here during the holiday season, around December time. As the plane was landing and heading towards the place where the taxiing got on, it had ran on the ground and it was driving towards the place where it was going to let off the people, so the terminal. So the person got on the mic and said, "To all those standing, Happy Hanukkah. And to all those sitting, Merry, whatever it was." Chilul Hashem, Rabbi said. You didn't have to get up. Make sure you don't have to get off the plane right away. Maybe another 2 minutes they can't be on the plane. For all those standing, Happy Hanukkah. Chilul Hashem, Rabbi said. The person goes in and he wears a yarmulke, Rabbi said. You wear a yarmulke, you shah to call yourself. You have to act in a certain way. The people of the book. You have to show that it means something, this thing on your head, Rabbi said. Not a flying saucer. Not there to, you know, to wipe your nose if you're having no problem. You have an extra handkerchief to use in case you get stuck somewhere. There to represent that we have a high authority. We represent the Jewish people, the people of the book, people who understand. Life has to be lived in a proper way. The people have more mitzvahs to refine us. We're a refined nation. We're a caring nation. We're people that act with a tznius. And those who go against that, and those who act against the Chilul Hashem, it creates a void. It shows that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not with you, even though you wear this yarmulke. If you wear the tzitzis that are waving. And even more so, as we go home to our homes, and our parents who have invested so much time and effort into our success,
to show them that we've grown, to show them what Torah means, that Torah has changed us. That people in the neighborhood could see, oh look, he's learned Torah. He's a different person. Parents who see children grow, what a nachal, what a kiddush Hashem, what Torah means of us. We all have to realize that if there's a big void now, because of the gedolei of us, each and every one of Klai Yisrael has to take a little part in filling that void by creating more kiddush Hashem in the world. By working at it, by understanding what it means. By going home and showing your parents that I get up for minyan, I'm not lazy, but also that I help out in the house, that I show what a frum ben Torah means, that he wants to help in the home, and not just there to be served his breakfast, lunch, and supper. Where's supper, Mom? It's late tonight. And leaves his plate after he eats that big whooping portion of beef. He leaves his plate on the table for the cleaning lady to clean up. It just happens to be Mom. He leaves his plate, and a lot of times he leaves potatoes all over the side or that fell off the plate with the grain a little bit stained on the cloth. And he walks out to go out to do something very important, like get back to his computer. And he leaves the plates, the dishes, and on Shabbos, everything's all scattered. A person goes to a Shabbos meal by somebody else's house, but to offer to help clean the wolf. Your nana, show a little bit of Kurs HaTayv. 2 nights ago, a person that really we at. One of the relatives of one of our Talmidim here, and we had eaten, we had enjoyed a very nice siyum and kumzitz a shtickle, more of a sudas praise, I should say. And we finished, and everybody burped, and then walked out. I thought for a second, there's a whole table here. Well, I called everybody back. I don't know if there were a couple guys who helped me, but. What's the part of us? Yeah, I don't know. So this lady now was slaved over everything. She helped to make this and make that and get set up, and then you ate here. And that's it. You just left with a burp, and that's it. Shkoyah. It could have been worse. It could have been burped twice. Where's the decency of Ben Torah? The person learns Torah has to understand Feinkeit. And Yid has to understand Feinkeit, Kiddush Hashem. Doesn't take so much to think how I can help, how I can be involved, how I can be caring, how I can do for others. Realizing that in every step that I do with the Kiddush Hashem, that I who learn Torah, that I'm a Ben Torah, I care about others. That I who are here, that I go in the street, when the goyim see me, I walk with a Feinkeit. I'm not loud, I'm not crazy, I don't do stupid things. Because the Reza Mechal is a shame. People think it's a joke. They go in the street, they do crazy things. It's all great. Everybody's laughing. It's gewaldic. They go downtown to Manhattan, or wherever it is, down to wherever, where it is, in England, in America. And they go down and have a good time. They're loud, and they make stupid comments, and they make jokes about other people, and they make fun. And deep down, people are looking at them, the Yidden, or the Jews. And they have hatred for them anyway. And there it is. Chil Hashem 101. Void of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you're supposed to represent Hashem. You're supposed to be the people of the book. You're the people who represent Torah and Mitzvahs. And look at you. Clowns. And you think it's all funny. We don't realize how serious it is about that. The void. The Chil Hashem. That's what we have to take away from Parshas Chukas. How much our job is to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. How much our job is to inspire others. To inspire ourselves to live a life that's exemplary. That's beautiful.
that people say,
Ashrei Rabbah Shalom Doi Torah, look at that kid. Look at that kid, look how he came back. Look what Torah does. Look how beautiful Torah is. Ashrei Rando Rabbah Shalom Doi Torah. Ashrei, all of you look at him. This kid, he must have wonderful parents. Look at that kid. They sent him off to learn Torah, what wonderful parents he is. Look what such a kiddush Hashem is making. I said over a story many years ago, Rabbi said, my brother, Rav Shaloi, I don't know if some of you know, he got married in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia at that time was a place where they were, the Kaaba, a lot of Yidin, Yidin wasn't coming from. It wasn't today, they have a Kollel, it's built up much better. We're talking about a nice amount of years ago, Rabbi, so over 20 years ago. Baruch Hashem had a very from shul, Rabbi Feldman built up the community nicely, but there wasn't a place of B'nai Torah that from Balabatim was starting to develop, Bala Tshuva. My brother was marrying a girl from Atlanta, and a lot of yeshiva guys came down to that wedding. And it wasn't a very common thing at that time to have weddings, yeshiva weddings over there. And the Bachum came down and they danced, they made it Leibedik. And they showed a yeshivatic a wedding, Rabbi says. Everybody knows it, too. With edelkeit, with beauty, with gishmak, with leibekeit. But as oivi, they do. Not drunk, with sugar off the wall, like today. You know, it's a mitzvah seh daraisa. Not to go to the chas. We don't know about that mitzvah seh. Because that is the mitzvah seh. Today, it's a mitzvah seh daraisa. Yes, can we bracha? What do you have to do in the chas today? Get drunk! What do you mean? It's a mitzvah seh daraisa. Sheyesh by kodesh if you don't do it. You have to find the drinks. Make sure the chasen, you batter him beforehand. 1,000 times in mind, there better be drinks at the chasenah. What do you think I'm coming for? To celebrate you? I want to get drunk. Maybe I'll make a fool out of myself and make you laugh. But that's what I'm going to a chasenah for. What do you mean? Simchas chasen v'kala, of course. You lay out on the floor in front of the chasenah and you throw up in front of them. What greater simcha could be? I don't know, Bale, it looks real. Nah, maybe it's fake vomit. He comes in there and who, you know, Abai was in the Simcha Chasen V'Kala, but he does something crazy, he's running, walking on outside, you know, can't walk a straight line, he's banging into everybody, which doesn't know which section he's in, maybe he doesn't want to know which section he's in, and he's banging around over there, walking like an idiot. And then he got drunk! What do you mean? Of course, Rebbe. All Bachum go to Chasen today. They drink. We have to have a drinking station, of course, next to the pastrami. You got to have that drinking section. You know, flops. The Chasen is for flops. Liquor. L stands for liquor. Not Yotzi. It's a fop if you don't have it. So you have to have flops. You have to have liquor. You come to the Chasen. A mole that wasn't a tzitzis, but you came to a chasen, you dance kishmak, you want to be emes v'samer to chasen. I'm not saying a person takes a little bit of a thing, gets him going a little bit. I'm talking about drinking like a kreshugin or a baisa. You take a little bit, just gets you a little bit, you know, sometimes a person has an inhibition, it's hard for him to get into it, takes a little bit, not going crazy. And he gets into it, he dances with the kishmak, with the erlich guy. And that's what that chasen of Hashem did. It was a bocha there. A bocha called a student who was studying in high school with a kippah sruga, a knitted yarmulke, red, white, and blue for the American flag. And Lamaisa, that boy saw for the first time in a real serious way a lot of yeshiva had a mesamech and a chasid. And he was deciding what he was going to do after his 12th grade, Rabbi Yisrael. And he decided to come to Eretz Yisrael. And he became a chashev, a rav, in my side. He went on, and he stayed, and he worked on himself, became a rav. Oh, and he says, he told my brother Taka, one of the big things that got him encouraged to come to Eretz Yisrael is he saw a yeshiva shechasim, in my side. Today, I don't know, maybe we go off to Derech, but in the Maisa, no, chas v'shom, a very good yeshiva shechasim also. But in the Maisa, he saw a yeshiva shechasim, my boy said, Kiddush Hashem. He was affected for life. But seeing something was so special. It looked holy. It looked religious. It looked good.
And you never know, Rabbi Sayyid. All our actions. You never know how we act, how it can turn on somebody, or mamash turn somebody off. You can have a guy, a neighbor, who's thinking going to Eretz Yisrael. He sees a certain Sanag, we'll see when a guy is going to Eretz Yisrael, and he comes back from Eretz Yisrael. Wow, that guy looks like he got better, changed, something special about him. And a Maisa can inspire someone to come to Eretz Yisrael to learn. He can act like who knows what, drive like a Meshuggah, he can do who knows what, and go around like a Meshuggah, and he can cause a guy, mamish, decide not to come to Eretz Yisrael. Like come to Eretz Yisrael to be angry. I know many people today, they're angry at Haredim, they're angry at Yiddishkeit. Why? One stupid fellow, a couple of stupid guys acting in a very, very stupid way. He made a chilul Hashem. He says, why should I want to be like that? Why should I want to be like these guys? Because we don't realize our action affects to have the whole world looking at you. People are looking at your actions. It's a little bit, you know, hard to swallow. But yeah, you. Chavetz Chaim said it about. People look at the, he said even back then, Yeshiva Bach as Rabbanim. Yeshiva Bach, what do they want? No. They don't look at that way. Yo, you're learning Yeshiva? You're learning Yeshiva? That's the way you act? Ever hear that guy? You're learning Yeshiva? Well, that's the way you act? Doesn't pass. How can they expect that from me? I'm just starting to get out. I'm trying to get my feet wet. Just so I get into it. What's the difference? They look at it that way. Because that's Chilul, that's Hashem. Boisai. Three big gedolim on Iftar. The void is unbelievable. Misa Sadikim. The void in Klal Yisrael is unbelievable. Right now. We need people to step up their game. To fill that void. How do you fill it? Going to this week's parasha, Kiddush Hashem. That's what we said. If the Misa's Miriam, the Misa of the Rach, was G'day to Mekadashim Shamayim, and oh, you feel unbelievable because it was Chilul in the belt. You had to bring out the Kiddush to fill up the Chilul. The Shabbeinu, in the oifen that he did, wasn't able to do it fully. It was by Kodesh Bar, but not fully. You have to realize your voice. That's the charge of this hour. You have to mourn the loss. The loss, they're going to Gan Eden, they're in the greatest Gan Eden right now. They're in a palace of Bosa, a 700-room palace with slaves, jacuzzis, and all that. That's where they are. They're not sad at all. But we have a big loss right now. We cry over the void of Kiddush Hashem in the world that's going right now. That's the Yisgadol, the Yisgadol Shmei Rabba. We're crying over that void of Bosa. And the crying, it's not enough just to cry. We have to try to fill up the void. We have to try to Mekadesh and Shemayim. We have to try to, together, Rabbi said, because one person can't do it, the void is so great from these Gedolim. But together, Rabbi said, if we go out now, a lot of many of us are leaving, we're going back to places that we're more looked at, we're having more scrutinized. We're going back to places where we can affect our neighbors, we can affect people around us. We come to shul and down like a mensch. And people will see what it means to eat the daven, Rabbi Yisrael. How many people, and we know ourselves, are affected. Sometimes you see a guy down with kavana, you see a guy down with inspiration. You get affected. You get inspired. Our charge is now. Seifsman. Summertime. Time that we call chill time. Let it be chill time, but not chill time. Keep it at chill, but not chill. Let's not machal chas v'shalom. Relax. Let's have a good time. But in the oifen as a yid, as a ben toirah. To walk around as a ben toirah. Shirts out. Everybody can see he looks like a slob. Why do they burst out to walk with the shirts out? Doesn't look nice to the world, Rabbi Yisrael. You walk in a decent way. You act high and decent. Bring about a Kiddush Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. You're filling up the void. You're filling up the crevice left by these Gedolim, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zeichah to mourn the loss, to realize the tremendous loss in the world, the Chilul Hashem in the world, for the loss of these great Gedolim. And we should be zeichah, Rabbi Yisrael, to make the effort to try to fill it up by the Kiddushim Shemayim. Zeichah to that day, when Hashem's name will become great in the Kiddush in the whole world.
Oyo, ayom, ahu, yeah, Hashem, echot, ushmoy, echot, ken yirutzu.